Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim now. 236-1222. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
You've just got to pick yourself up. I mean, it's not as if anybody gets any satisfaction from it that supports Liverpool. There'll be a lot of complaints, I suppose, for other quarters about what happened. As I say, we'll concentrate and try and get our football right and try and improve it. For next week, we've got two games, one at Brighton and another one at home to Wolves. So we'll see what happens there.
146 miles along the south coast from where Liverpool started their Carling Cup campaign at Exeter. But the circumstance couldn't be more different. The plush new surroundings of the Amex Stadium are home to promotion-pushing Brighton, who fancy themselves as a Premier League team next season and have already keenly fancied themselves against one Premier League side in this cup competition and have the scalp of Sunderland. Well, Gus Poyet's high flyers are now looking at Liverpool. The Reds have some convincing to do after the horror show at Spurs. It's two defeats on the bounce without a goal scored. Kenny knows he needs to turn a page. This is a competition Liverpool have won seven times and we're all desperate for a trip to a final, and this could prove to be the best route to Wembley. After 6 months out, Steven Gerrard finally re-emerges from the shadows, but Kenny is cautious with him and there's only a place on the bench for the Reds' talisman. He's managing his return carefully. It's crucial to Liverpool's season as a whole. Liverpool's 11, seven changes from the defeat at White Hart Lane. The players coming in: Martin Kelly, Sebastian Quatez, Jack Robinson, Dirk Kuyt, Jay Spearing, Maxi Rodriguez and Craig Bellamy. The lineup then looks like this: Pepe Reina continuing in goal, Martin Kelly at right back, Jamie Carragher and Sebastian Quatez teaming up at centre back, and Jack Robinson at left back. Dirk Kuyt on the right of the midfield, Jay Spearing and Lucas Leiva in the centre, Maxi on the left, Craig Bellamy and Luis Suarez up top. A strong bench for Liverpool. Steven Gerrard leads it. Andy Carroll's on there. Stuart Downing as well. Jonjo Shelvey, John Flanagan, Danny Wilson and Alexander Doney make up the Liverpool side. Well, Brighton are out in the blue and white shirts and the blue shorts. Liverpool in all red. Nigel Spackman's alongside me tonight. And Nigel, we just looked at the Liverpool fans. It said 2,000 travelling fans. It looks like about four from where we're sat.
Absolutely magnificent away support. I saw some of the supporters on the way down in the services. They've come down early, missed all the traffic, and it's great to see them supporting Liverpool so far away from home. So it's a great atmosphere here, I have to say, and the Liverpool supporters are making themselves heard. But the Brighton supporters are really, before this kickoff, really the expectation levels here are very, very high for them.
The importance of getting to a cup final for Liverpool, and Kenny, he understands it completely. He knows there's a demand on the club this season, and this is a great route for them.
Well, it's a demand of himself as well, because whatever competitions he's in, Kenny wants to win it. And this team he's put out tonight, I think, is a very strong side. A lot of experience in it, and Kenny be wanting to win this and then get the luck of the draw and get to a Wembley final and try and win it, because then you're guaranteed European football next year. And then hopefully you can get even into a bigger place in the league with the lack of games and get into that top four and get into the Champions League football as well.
Let me give you the Brighton lineup, because the captains are shaking hands on the halfway line. A goal for them, Kasper Ankergren. The right back tonight will be Steve Cook, the centre back. The captain is Gordon Greer. Alongside him is Romain Vincelot. And on the left side, Calderon. The midfield, Sparrow on the right. In the centre, Alan Navarro. He played a couple of times for Liverpool. Well, at least he was on the bench a couple of times in 2001 against Roma. In the middle with him is Liam Bridcut. And on the left, another Scouser, Craig Noon. Noon and Navarro both went to White Hart Lane at the weekend. And then Buckley will drop in to make a five. And up front, Craig McHale Smith. So a couple of Scousers in that side, and this will mean more to them than most.
Absolutely. Scousers and Liverpool supporters as well. So they're in the Liverpool end at White Hart Lane at the weekend.
We've kicked off. Liverpool shooting from right to left. We've got a nice low commentary position, very central in the stand here. Possibly 15 rows behind Kenny Dalglish and his subs. And it's Brighton who've got early possession of the ball on the right-hand side. Buckley loses out, though. Maxi on it. He's not had a lot of football for Liverpool, despite those hat-tricks he scored at the end of last season, which seemed to indicate his desire to stay with the Reds. This is a chance for him tonight to prove his worth to the squad.
The game.
Cout plays into Bellamy, right of the Brighton box, fed back to Cout again. Released towards Suarez, takes the dummy, and the shot flies over the top of the crossbar. And that wasn't too far off for Liverpool. Jay Spearing with the eventual effort.
Yeah, Spearing shot, he just got underneath it, leaning back on it really, went over the top of the crossbar. But the movement between Suarez and Bellamy, just dropping in at times, picking up that ball to Cout, it's good interchange and good pace that they've got as well. You know, the bright players, quality players, work hard for each other.
Robinson sent it back to Maxi. Nearly a crunching tackle coming in on him by Matt Sparrow. Maxi again on the ball. Forward to the left edge of the Brighton box, teasing the two players in front, gives it Bellamy, and Bellamy's strike is low, but it's absolutely defined into the corner, and Liverpool lead at Brighton. It didn't take them too long to get on the score. 9 minutes into the game, Brighton 0, Liverpool 1, Craig Bellamy picking up the mantle of being given a start today, and Suarez helped him out with some deft play, but it was Bellamy who finished the move.
Good play from Liverpool, they kept the ball alive as well. And it's a great run from deep from Bellamy. Suarez sees the run, just inch-perfect pass, great weight on it. And Bellamy hits it from this left-hand side on his left foot, right across the goalkeeper, and just inside the goalkeeper's left-hand post. Fantastic start to this game for Liverpool. I have to give Maxi a special mention there. He slid in and won the ball back for Liverpool when it looked like Brighton could break, and that kept the pressure on.
Liverpool make the throw to Suarez, right edge of the Brighton penalty area. Sent back to Kelly. Now Cout on it. Good understanding of Suarez. Laid off for Cout, who strikes it first time. And it comes off the defender's feet. And then Lucas heads away, looking to try and find Bellamy on the right side.
Fantastic play again. Dirk Cout hit that with such venom from about 25 yards out. But the big captain, Gordon Greer, got a great block on that. That looked like it was going to be bulging the back of the net.
Here's Brighton on the break. They're coming down the right-hand side. It's with Will Buckley. Craig McHale-Smith peels off. Buckley on it, and he scoops that wide right of Pepe Reina's goal. Well, his pace was absolutely fine. Maybe just the occasion got to his head then. He had two in the penalty area. Couldn't wrap his foot round it, and he squandered Brighton's best chance of the game.
Yeah, but it's good defending from Jamie Carragher. He read the situation, came across, didn't panic, and pushed him away from goals. And in the end, the cross went into the side netting. But it was Jay Spearing who gave the ball away in midfield. Just got to be, you know, reassured in there, Jay. He's got to make sure that he keeps hold of the ball. He's getting a good chance in the team. Do well. Don't give the ball away cheaply and let them counter-attack.
Back heel by Maxi. Put back in down that right channel by Cout to Maxi. Suarez in the box. He's going this way and that way. Ball back in for Cout. Nearly slid into it. Brighton just holding on by the absolute fingernails there. Cout, Maxi, Suarez. Well, the Brighton defence simply don't know where they are at times.
Well, what it is the movement off the ball. You know, the Liverpool way of pass and move, pass and move, pass and move. But what's good is that the likes of Bellamy, the likes of Cout, when Suarez comes short for it, they want to get in behind. So they're stretching Brighton. Brighton can't push up too far because they're getting in behind with their pace from deep. So then as Suarez lays it off or Bellamy lays it off, the man who runs in behind can get found by the likes of Lucas or the likes of Maxi to set them on their way.
And Liverpool have got a corner from all that. They very nearly got a goal. But it's Craig Bellamy again. The local boos came for the amount of time he took to walk over there. Right-footed short, gives to Lucas. Edge of the box. He then clips it in and he fired it fast. Suarez got a glancing header on it. Nearly a calamity on the goal line as Cout heads down. And he looked to the linesman and he thought the ball had crossed the line. Now, that ball was blasted in by Lucas. Suarez attempting to backflick the header into goal. Instead, he just spooned it to the far post. Cout got a header, which he thought had gone over the line, but one of the Brighton defenders cleared it out and no goal given.
I think it was actually McHale-Smith, their centre-forward, who got it off the line, but the goalkeeper was all over the place there. Really should have dealt with that.
Brighton with possibly their second healthy attack of the game. They're coming down the left-hand side. Noonan is trying to burst in, lays it back across the goal. Fired it quick and caught by Reina from only a couple of yards away. Well, a good run by Noon, I think it was, in the end. And Brighton just showing that they're not going to be buried tonight.
Well, they went a goal down early on. Liverpool have been dominating the game, but they're just good at the counter-attack. They've got good pace, good legs in the middle of the park, and they can play. They play it on the floor, play football the right way, and they've got some good pace, and that's where Liverpool got to be very careful to the counter-attack.
Now Maxi, maybe 30 yards from goal, wide on the right. Gives to Martin Kelly. Kelly with the right boot back to Lucas again. Up to Kaut. First time touched by Kaut. Finds his man, Suarez. Oh, Suarez, how did you miss? My son. That normally would have been a goal from the off, but Luis Suarez somehow, maybe a snatch at the ball, I don't know, but some sort of misconnection which has put it wide left of goal.
I think he got his angles wrong. I think he thought he'd scored here. The goalkeeper comes out, the defender, he slotted it between the two of them, and it's just gone about 6 inches wide of the goalkeeper's right-hand post. The keeper was off his line quickly, but I was waiting for that to nestle in the back of the net, that from Suarez. He normally does. Hopefully it won't be one of those nights for him again.
Again, Liverpool come forward, a 1-2 between Dirk Kuyt and Craig Bellamy, and Bellamy was fouled.
Well, it was good play again, though. Good play again, because as Bellamy plays it in, he spins to get in behind, and the defender just blocked him off and obstructed him because he knew he wasn't going to catch him. So this is a dangerous situation, this.
Well, you'd like to think Liverpool could add a second, wouldn't you, Nigel?
Well, they've been so dominant, and you have to say that really, you want to get that second goal.
31 minutes played now.
But always when it's 1-0, just one mistake or a bit of brilliance from the opposition can get them back in the game. So you want that second goal.
This is a free kick outside the right area of Brighton's penalty area. Bellamy puts it in there, flicked header on, and that's missed the target again from Suarez. Almost identical, a yard wide on the left-hand side. The first chance was with the feet, that one was with the head, and it looked like it was nailed on. Even the keeper had just rooted himself to the ground, but Suarez's header is just an inch wide and actually clipped the post.
Hit the outside of the post, great header. Just needed it to be two more inches within the goals, and that would have been in the back of the net. But a great ball whipped in and a great header from Suarez. Might be one of those nights for him then.
Bridcut out into the centre of the park and Calderon. And then push to the right-hand side for Noon. Noon with a ball in beside Robinson and then across by Calderon. It comes into the area. Noon's on it. First touch was too clumsy. Carragher was totally alert to it and made sure that there wasn't a second touch for Noon there.
Well, that's the best bit of play that Brighton have had, really. Controlled possession. Good movement, and Jamie Carragher swept it up in the end. I think Noon should have taken the shot on, really. He took an extra touch and then Jamie nicked it off him. Good defending, but better play from Brighton as well.
Opportunity for Liam Bridcut to get on it. Finds the forward pass on the right side of the penalty area. Will Buckley. And Buckley trying to find some space past Robinson at the same time. He's been ganged up on by Bellamy. That's a good early cross in. And the header just not strong enough by Matt Sparrow. But for once, the Brighton crowd are appreciating an attempt to get the ball in the Liverpool box. Liverpool breaking away, though, with Kuyt. Kuyt veering into the centre. And gives it back to Spearing.
Yeah, he did really well to get the cross in there, and Pepe Reina read it really well, came and take it. But it was Craig Bellamy who was back with Robinson trying to stop the cross coming in. And then when they got the cross in, Bellamy was saying, Robinson, you've got to get tighter, you know, trying to help the young lad. Get tighter to your man.
Suarez played on to Bellamy. He was fouled, and the referee was only yards from the instance. He's called another Brighton player over to him. And I just wonder whether this is trouble for Steve Cook now. Referee still, what's he want to do? Does he want to have a chat with the guy or play football? Right, lets him go.
Yeah. I mean, he's refereed it well up to now, but, you know, we don't want to see players getting booked for just little touches and that. It was a free kick, get on with the game.
Craig Bellamy, he'll take it, and he's got options in the Brighton box to aim at. Fast run up, takes the shot, it's on the crossbar! That would have been a wonderful, wonderful strike by Craig Bellamy had it gone in the goal. Everyone was expecting a dinked ball, which one of the players would run onto. He nearly took the stanchion off with that.
You know, I was thinking, is he? And then all of a sudden he unleashes this shot and it's swerving all around the place, hits the crossbar, the keeper absolutely nowhere near it, and then he just walks around with his hands on his head. Kenny Dalglish is in his technical area with his hands on his head, and everybody's just stunned in the crowd.
I think Kenny would have been proud of that.
I don't think Kenny could kick it that far.
Anyway. You knew as soon as he started to run at the ball, didn't you? Because he just literally went hell for leather.
I just thought, he's not, is he? Because you can disguise it and just clip it in, but he just blasted it and it just went like a rocket. Absolutely great strike.
That's another one gone baggy.
Yeah, I was going to say, but unfortunately for Liverpool, it's still only 1-0.
And here come Brighton down the left-hand side. It's a decent enough run by Will Buckley. Mikhail Smith's in the box. He's gone down on the edge of the penalty area. Home fans furious, crying for the penalty. Gus Poyet's face just in front of us. Oh, he's telling the fourth official what he thinks, let me tell you. Liverpool at the other end, ball into the box, headed away by Calderon, followed up by Liverpool, and a shot off the post again. low and on the right-hand side, and this time it was Jay Spearing, drove it low. The keeper, I think, just about got a touch on that. And Liverpool coming narrowly close to making it 2-0 yet again. There must have been four occasions where you thought they were going to double their lead.
Well, I think this was going in the back of the net. It's an absolutely fantastic save. He pushes it under the post.
Corner's taken. Ball's wrapped across the penalty area, but the flag's up on the far side. I think Bellamy dribbled it out. Well, what do Liverpool have to do?
Well, just keep playing the way they are and hopefully get a second goal. Be more clinical in front of goal. I mean, if they were clinical tonight, it could be four or five goals at the moment.
Robinson batters that ball into Calderon's midriff, but it bounces for Brighton. Sent forward, it hits the hands of Cortez. I think that's advantage played. Mikhail Smith finds his man, Noon. Noon shot! Oh, and it's scooped out of the six-yard box. Just when it looked like Brighton had found a way through. Somehow, someway, Liverpool defended their six-yard area and have denied Brighton an injury time in the first half. It really looked like they've got the equaliser then. What a great first half, what a great advert for the Carling Cup. Liverpool lead 1-0, but anyone out there, I defy you to tell me this shouldn't be something like 4-1 or something at the end of this first half.
Well, absolutely, that could have been the scoreline if they'd taken the chances. Liverpool had been more clinical and maybe Brighton had a little bit more luck in front of goal, but it's been a half dominated from Liverpool. Fantastic build-up play, controlled possession as well, good movement, especially in the final third. But you have to say that Brighton have weathered that storm. They're still in this game at 1-0 at half-time. The disappointing thing from Liverpool is they really should be 3 or 4 up.
The goal that Liverpool scored was Bellamy's on 9 minutes. The goals that should have been Suarez with a shot which he put past the post somehow. A header which, again, went in the same area, actually clipped off the post. A Spearing hit the low right-hand side of the upright. And Bellamy, one of the sensational moments of the first half, a free kick which he wrapped at a speed like I've never seen before and left the crossbar shaking.
I think they'll be showing that on the television. I think that shot for a long, long time this week. I'm sure that Sky are doing this game tonight. I think they'll be showing that free kick and saying, how did that not go in? But he's blasted it and it's just flown. And in the end, it's just come off the crossbar and everybody's just holding their head and the crowd just went quiet, shocked. I can't believe he shot from that distance.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been treated to some quality football, though.
Yep.
And let's just hope, Nigel, that there's an early second-half goal for Liverpool that would make things more comfortable, because we saw how Brighton, in the last few minutes there, sort of reasserted a little bit of home authority.
Yeah, but you can see why Brighton have done well, why they're only third, they're third in the Championship. They got promoted last year. Gus has got them playing with some very, very good football. They've got some good pace in the team. They're counter-attacking well, and that's why you've got to keep your concentration at the back if you're Liverpool, because you've dominated the game. You're 1-0 up. Maybe should have been, as we said, 3 or 4 up, but it's still 1-0. Half a chance they could get back into this game. So second half, I think it's going to be a really enjoyable half.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports, full live commentary with Hampson Hughes solicitors. Get in with the personal injury specialists, 236-1222.
So both managers, the team talk will be straightforward, because for Gus Poyet, it's still just a goal behind being in this game. Should it be level after 90 minutes? It's extra time, penalties. As a few teams found to their cost last night. Stoke and Wolves went to that extended period of play, but hopefully Liverpool can put this out of sight. They're shooting left to right. Ball's into Maxi. Give you that Liverpool lineup: Pepe Reina in goal, Martin Kelly at right back, Sebastian Coates and Jamie Carragher, the centre backs. And then on the left side, Jack Robinson. He's just been fantastic again tonight. The midfield, Lucas and Spearing there in the centre, and then at times you've almost got four attacking, with Maxi on the left side, Cout on the right, and then the two up top, Bellamy and Suarez. Steven Gerrard is on the bench, and I'm sure at some point, just through match fitness, we'll get his opportunity. Now it's Buckley coming down the left-hand side of the pitch and forcing his way to the corner flag, shouting for the corner. Referee says goal kick. Liverpool are giving a ball away. Brighton take a shot! Oh! It's off the crossbar by Noon! And then it comes out the left side to Buckley. Buckley's forcing off Coates, and it's a corner kick on the left-hand side. Well, both these teams now struck the crossbar.
Well,
and Noon's shot, for a second or two, looked like it was dipping underneath.
I don't know what Coates was thinking of there. Really don't. He just played a square pass straight to Noon, and Noon took it out of his feet and smashed it against the crossbar.
Noon now is pacey, and he's getting away from Spearing, and then he's gone over Coates' legs just a couple of yards outside the box. The referee looked away from any appeals for a free kick. Brighton have won a throw-in on the far right instead. They've taken it quickly. Getting in there is Buckley, trying to ram it in low. He gets a second chance, piles it across the face of Liverpool's penalty area. Mikael Smith was out of the way, and Noon wasn't close enough.
Well, they're certainly asking a few questions which they didn't ask in the first half now, Brighton. They've got the crowd behind them. They're enjoying this. They're still 1-0 down, but they're having a right go now and asking a few questions of Liverpool defensively. And now Liverpool got to dig in. They'll still try and play their football, but they might have to go a little bit longer earlier to relieve the pressure.
Matt Sparrow. Now Noon's dropped to the halfway line for it. Noon, Sparrow combining, and Vincelot now into the centre. Home fans like this period of possession. But Lucas can't get that off Navarro. Coming through is Noon. He's having the game of his life, even though they're losing. Chance now, maybe for Brighton. The shot's low, and Reina holds it. Wasn't a bad effort from Matt Sparrow. Build-up was spot on by the home team. Sparrow did about all he could with that left foot, but a good save from Reina to keep him out.
It was a good save from Reina. He pushed out and then gathered it again, but it's good pressure from Brighton, and this is more the Brighton that these fans have come to see. They play like this over the last few seasons, play with a good tempo, good football, and they're asking a few questions of Liverpool now, and Liverpool need to up the ante a little bit here, get back into their stride, because they're having to work hard to contain Brighton. It's a real contrast from the first half.
Sent out by Sparrow to this left wing and back into Noon's feet. Noon just shimmies, goes past Lucas. Noon hits it. It's over the bar. You know, if something's going to happen for Brighton, he's going to be in or around it.
Well, he's making good movement. He's playing wide and then cutting in and taking Kelly inside. So if Kelly doesn't go with him, he gets on the ball. If he does go with him, then the fullback's pushing on behind him as well. But he looks lively. Poor shot there. He's leant back on it. No real conviction. But they're asking a few questions of Liverpool defensively now.
And so this is the time for Liverpool's substitution. And at the same time, Gus Poyet has called two new faces down the line as well. So after 6 months out of action, Liverpool have desperately needed their man back on duty, and Steven Gerrard returns in the third round of the Carling Cup on the south coast at Brighton. Liverpool's number eight, such bad luck with injuries, 6 months through groin problems, and Gerrard replaces Luis Suarez, one hero for another.
Yep, number seven, number eight. There we go, but it's good to see Stevie back. Let's just hope he gets through this, what, 15 minutes or so, if it stays this way, without any problems.
Brighton on the attack, and they've come down the left-hand side with Sparrow. Given to Noon. Noon, two touches, lines up some space, past Kelly! And into the six-yard box, and Craig Mikhail-Smith, the record signing, was very close to the ball.
Great defending from Jamie Carragher again there, I have to say. He's made a couple of fantastic interceptions. That was it. He thrung himself at that off his head, away from Mikhail Smith.
Cook, who's on the halfway line, he just steps forward and past Bellamy. And now this side with Bridcut, and then going to the ground, Lualua. And a free kick for Brighton, left side of the Liverpool penalty area. It's certainly a testing night now, in terms mentally, for Liverpool. And free kick, which they'll take short to Noon. Back to Lualua. Once more, Noon stayed with him on this left side byline. Lualua glances past his man Maxi, ball falls into the box, and Brighton with outstretched legs trying to get it under control. They couldn't, hammered away by Liverpool. Bellamy's picked it up, and if he finds the man on the run, which is Maxi, there might be a second goal for Liverpool. He's got Maxi. Maxi on to count for two. He's rolled it into a corner. Well, after so much pressure, Liverpool on the counter-attack finally put Brighton's League Cup dreams to bed, and it's Dirk Kuyt recalled to the team tonight, there to provide what could be the winning goal. Brighton 0, Liverpool 2.
I have to say, it's great work from Bellamy, though. He's been the left up front as the main striker. His movement, that they could get him out of defence, and then good support from Maxi and from Kuyt. Maxi helps on to Kuyt, and he puts it in back across the goalkeeper into the far corner. Just what Liverpool needed. 10 minutes to go, 2-0 up in the next round.
Ball into the Liverpool box, which Spearing challenges back to try and win, but he's lost it. Vicente goes down in the box. I think that's a penalty. It certainly is.
Yep.
What a very clean shout by the referee, and it all came from a Liverpool mistake inside their own penalty area.
Well, Jay Spearing did so well to get back and dispossess the striker there, but then instead of kicking the ball out for a throw-in or out for a corner, he put his foot on top of the ball to try and keep it in, because his momentum's taken him away from it. He left the striker on the ball. As he cut back inside, gets brought down. Penalty here, but we've only got 2 minutes to go. Can Pepe Reina save this?
Ashley Barnes, the substitute, taking the responsibility for Brighton. Had a chronic miss rate for penalties last season, did Brighton. It's Barnes against Reina, and he scored top left. Well, it's given them just a little bit of hope. There's probably 3 or 4 minutes to play here.
Yep.
And the ground get to their feet. Well, three sides of it anyway. The Liverpool fans are rather subdued by that. Liverpool conceded a goal. They never should have done that.
No, I mean, Brighton have had a lot of pressure in the second half. Not really tested Pepe Reina, but this one was a mistake from Jay Spearing. And as a young player, you've got to learn when to play and when not to play. And really, he should have just kicked it out. He's done his job. Kick it out. Reorganise. Now, it could be a bit of a fraught last... What, a couple of minutes for Liverpool here?
We're well into the depths of that added time. 4 minutes now have been played as it's headed away. And Liverpool are through to the fourth round of the Carling Cup. But they were made to sweat in the last 5 minutes of this second half. A goal by Brighton really put the frighteners on Liverpool. But fortunately, that second half strike by Dirk Kuyt meant that their lead was just too far for the hosts tonight to chase down. Liverpool scorers tonight, Bellamy and Kuyt. Barnes with the consolation at the end of the day. What a fantastic Carling Cup tie. And Liverpool are back in the hat on Saturday.
It was a fantastic Cup tie. Liverpool first half was sublime. Some of the play, it should have been more than one goal up. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe even four with a little bit more luck. But credit to Brighton in the second half. They changed their plan, squeezed Liverpool a lot more. And it was difficult for Liverpool. Then with the breakaway, fantastic play from Bellamy and Maxi. And then Kuyt finishing it off, killed the game. But consolation, late penalty for Brighton. But overall, in the next round, fantastic.
Post-match. The players deserve great credit for the way that they went about the work. The first 45 minutes, some of the passing and movement was fantastic. It was great to watch. And it's a great reflection also, and the respect they have, not only for themselves, but the football club, the way they were determined to come out the game with a positive result, because obviously... Sunday wasn't a pleasant experience.
Good to be back with the lads. Obviously been a long time, too long really. But yeah, fantastic to be out there in the kit again, and nice to get a win as well.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook. Radio City Sport. Full live commentary with Hampson Hughes solicitors. Score now with upfront referral fees or a £1,000 advance paid. 236 1222.